Hey, I'm excited. The New York State Writers Institute's third annual Albany Film Festival takes place on Saturday, April 1st, 2023, at the University at Albany. It is a celebration of the convergence of film and storytelling, featuring a lineup of award-winning filmmakers, novelists, and screenwriters, screenings and conversations, and a presentation of the Ironweed Awards and Short Film Awards. I realize that we're presenting three events that are all competing with one another this hour. We also, next up, will have the Woodstock Book Festival. But we figured out a way that if you need any scheduling help, let us know, because I think we figured out a way that you can attend all three.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a trifecta, Joe.
Right.
But of course, make room for the Albany Film Festival.
That's right.
You know?
But I think it can all work out.
Yeah.
So it's just a little planning and traveling. But anyway.
An embarrassment of cultural riches.
It's good stuff. It says a lot about, it says a lot about our region. It also says a lot about COVID time is over a little bit, and we're ready to get back to some normalcy. You can find out the entire schedule by going to albanyfilmfestival.org. In the meantime, sit back, relax, and listen to Institute Director Paul Grondahl. Good morning, Paul. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. It's always good to see you, Joe. And this is exciting. This is our third annual, and it's jam-packed. It goes from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're really excited about the short film competition. We got some fantastic short films. A lot of local high school students are making films, which is exciting. And one of the highlights for me is Stephen Lang, who's in the new Avatar film. He's been 150 films and TV credits. He's coming to have a conversation with me, which will be a lot of fun.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How did you, this is the third film festival.
Yes.
How did you get started with this of wanting to be, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but classic films have always been a part of the Writers Institute and your programming. So how did this then evolve into that?
Yeah, exactly. We've had classic films for 40 years. We're in our 40th year, excuse me. So when I came 6 years ago to be the director, we started a book festival, which is in the fall. It's our big community-wide fall event. We wanted something in the spring that kind of reflected our tradition of showing films and talking about films. So we started this. It got shut down a week before our inaugural with COVID. We went to virtual the second year. Last year we were in person. We're excited to be back in person. But it's really about writing and film. So many great novelists have had their novels adapted into films. And two people were bringing in this Saturday, Rick Moody and Joyce Carol Oates, who've had novels adapted into films. So we love talking to novelists who have also been screenwriters, and the overlap between screenwriting and novel writing.
And there is quite an overlap there, and it's such a pipeline, really, from literature to film. You have so many interesting panels and workshops and people that you can go and learn so much from people that go on throughout the day, in addition to actually watching films.
Exactly. And we really like to highlight our local filmmakers. So we've got this film, a documentary, Out of the Muck, Balan Suchak, who's the founder of Youth FX here in Albany, and Ira McKinley made this beautiful film in Pahokee, Florida. Sorry, Joe, I got something in my throat.
That's all right. That's okay.
It's about seven generations of African-American families in this small Florida town, which is a sugarcane producing town. It's where Ira McKinley, an Albany filmmaker, where his family's from. It's a beautiful film. We've got Prince Sprav, his film Last Shot, about a young, fantastic basketball player in Schenectady, unfortunately killed in gun violence. And we've got a film called Witness about the, just down the road from you at the Central Avenue Mosque, that FBI sting documentary on that. So we really like to feature local filmmakers and films about our region as much as we can.
At the end, there's an award celebration.
Yeah.
How's that work?
The Ironweed Exemplary Achievement in Cinema, and we're giving one to Stephen Lang, we're giving one to Amy Linton, who is great screenwriter, we're giving a couple away, James Shamus, screenwriter, and then we also award in each category, comedic, experimental, dramatic, documentary, and student category, we award prize money to the short film winners. So we do that at the end, and it's a nice celebration. It was very cool last year to get to see some high school students come up and get very excited to come up on stage, get an award, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The what is it like to put this together? I know you put together book festivals. You put together entire seasons for the New York State Writers Institute. How does that fall as far as difficulty goes?
It's a challenge, especially with filmmakers. We've had two fall away in recent days. We had to take them off the schedule. You know, they work. When they get work, they need to leave. Someone's going to be
we'll
in Budapest. Someone's
going
to be in L.A. And, you know, when they get a job, they have to, unfortunately, cancel. But we do have a great lineup. It does happen more with filmmakers than with authors. But, yeah, we're excited. We've got, you know, 2,500 people we've brought in over 40 years. The best of the best in filmmaking, poetry, fiction, nonfiction, historians, you know, and it all works together because, I mean, you know, great writers. I'm thinking of like Richard Russo, who we've had many times. He's written many screenplays. So he goes back and forth between the movie world and the novel world. And I think every great film has to start with a great script. I mean, the writing is key. You'll see the ones that won this year, Everything Everywhere All at Once. That was a very brilliant, interesting script, and I think that's what we try to celebrate, that sort of intersection where writing happens in film.
And you get such a, I mean, I think what's fascinating about the festival is how eclectic it is.
Yeah, it really is. We try to show something for everyone. Again, we're on a campus. We love our students involved. We had some films submitted by our students. We like that young high school filmmakers can meet these kind of legends in film and have that interaction, which is nice. And audiences get to ask questions and have conversations with the filmmakers.
I mentioned that folks can go to albanyfilmfestival.org and see the schedule. It's right there on the webpage, and you can either print it out or just look at it. I had to blow it up pretty good because my eyesight's not very good. But
Joe. I'm up to 14 point font. What are you? Are you 16?
Pretty much.
I'm a 14 point.
I had to up it. But it's there it's regardless. There. And if you're younger and can see it, well, God will love you. But so it's all there, which means you can plan your day.
It's really convenient. I mean, weather's not going to affect us. It's all inside. We have five different venues running concurrently, so there's five different choices at any one time, 10:30 a.m., 7 p.m., free parking. Where do you get that, Joe?
Yeah,
I mean,
good.
Free parking.
Yeah.
I'm glad I just plugged a meter to come into your station here. There's no free parking in Albany, but we're offering free parking.
No, that's good, and it makes it easier, and I know a lot of Albanyites who will say, oh, where do I park?
Yes.
And it's always a concern. Where do I park? Well, you don't have to worry about that here.
Dutch Quad parking lot. It's kind of near where people who go to our sporting events. It's very close. You're literally going to have to walk 1,000 yards to attend five different events at the film festival. All inside. No worry about the weather. We're going to have a great day.
Yeah, that's terrific. And then for the remainder of the Writers Institute schedule, you have a hell of a season still going on.
Yeah. I mean, we've got Bill McKibben, I'm excited about. We just had Jennifer Egan. We've got
great.
She was really good. We've got some great people coming up. We've got 32 events coming up before this semester from December to beginning of May. So we're busy.
That's a lot going on.
It is. It's good. Almost as busy as you, Joe.
No, well, quite, you know, we all keep each other going, don't we?
Yes.
AlbanyFilmFestival.org to find out more information. There will also be a link there to the New York State Writers Institute, and you can find out what's going on at for their wonderful season. By the way, I just want a quick you have a creative life event with Jane Curtin coming up.
Yes.
That I'll be interviewing.
You'll be there.
Jane Curtin, and then you're going to do selected shorts.
Yeah, selected shorts and Jane Curtin run out to the end of the season. What's really cool is Bill Murray was just in town for the NCAA. I saw him all over. Friends reported he was in local watering holes, buying drinks for people, being very friendly. We're hoping he might want to come back to hang out with friend Jane. We'll see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the 29th of April. Just wanted to mention that. Albany Festival, filmfestival.org, albanyfilmfestival.org, taking place this Saturday, the 1st of April. Paul, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. I so admire your work and the great work that you and your entire team bring together, both in the Film Festival and the Writers Institute. And I thank you so much for being with us this
morning.
Thank
you. We love that you're a our collaborator, and we love what WAMC does to support the arts and great writing.
Have
Thank
a beautiful
you, Joe.
Weekend.
You
Thank
too.
You very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.